ప్రేమాధన కరుణాప్రచు なるほど。ありがとうございます。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Maram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirae Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nishtiki.
Hare Krishna. So I've been wondering what I will speak on the life of great Vaishnava like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Gadadhar Pandit. I barely spoke on the life of Acharyas, or the Vaishnavas. So I will try to get something out the different sources. So please correct me if I get wrong anywhere. It is said Nityananda, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu used to play together with Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was a few months younger than Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and also they are very very close. I mean, they are neighbor of each other. Where Lord Gauranga's birthplace, and if you go a little further, then you have Gaur Gadadhar temple next to Shiva Sangan, is it? So sometimes Gauranga would go there and play, or sometimes Gaur Gadadhar would come to Animai and they would play. They became such intimate friends from the childhood. And mothers, Lord Gauranga's mother, Sachi Devi, Sachi Mata, considered Gadadhar's mother as her sister, as her own sister. So, Gadadhar's mother's name was Ratnavati, and father is Madhava, Madhava Pandit. Madhava Mishra, actually. Madhava Mishra and Ratnavati. So Ratnavati and Sachi Mata, they behave like sisters, so intimately related. And similarly, Gauranga and Gadadhar, they became friends. And such friends that Gauranga would not live without them, even a moment. Where is Gadadhar? Where is Gadadhar? And Gadadhar also, without Nimai, he feels restless. And then as they grew up, they went to the same school to study. So naturally Gadadhar Pandit was very quiet, patient, calm, renounced, and fond of solitude. And he liked being alone, not so much in the crowd. So as Gauranga, Lord Gauranga became a little more expert after, you know, his schooling, he became expert in Nyaya and logic, and he would, you know, ask a question to different people, the boys, students. Sometimes it could be just a meaningless, you know, argument. So he would involve everybody. Okay, let's discuss. And then, because Gadadhar Pandit didn't like that little part, you know, just uselessly discussing or being involved in arguments. So he would just go away in distance and stay here. But Lord Gauranga would call him back. come here, you have to be part of it. And then sometimes Lord Gauranga would say to Gadadhar, you know, right now I'm discussing with these boys. But one day, you'll see, one day I'll take sannyas and I'll become so renowned that even Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to my door. See? So don't be afraid. Gadadhar Pandit also studied from Ishwarapuri. There's some lessons he took from Ishwarapuri. And there was another devotee, Mukunda. Mukunda was very, another good friend of Gadadhar Pandit. And anybody who came to Mayapur in Navadvip, Mukunda would always inform Gadadhar, you see, there's some Vaishnava coming, we have to go see him. So one time Mukunda informed Gadadhar that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is coming to Navadvip. He's such an exalted devotee, great devotee. We have to go. We have to see. So Gadadhar Pandit became very happy that Vaishnava coming, so we have to go. We'll see. And I'll get his association. So as Pundarik Vidyanidhi arrived in Navadvip, And then Mukunda made an arrangement that they will go and visit him. So Mukunda came with Gadadhar Pandit to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi. The first sight when Gadadhar Pandit saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi, it was very shocking. He was, his situation there, as he saw, was, you know, like a great materialistic man, you know, in a big cushion and so many other paraphernalia, so many, you know, those things, kind of enjoyment. Gadadhar Pandit was, how a devotee can live like that, like a materialist. So in his mind, he thought, maybe he's not a great devotee. In his mind, he thought, no, I don't want to. But then Mukunda understood what is going on in Gadadhar Pandit's mind. And at that time, he approached Pundarik Vidyanidhi. At that time, Mukunda sang a song, a shloka from Bhagavatam. And after hearing this shloka describes the gentleness, mercifulness quality of the Lord Sri Krishna. And this is said by Uddhava in the third canto, chapter 2, verse number 23. I didn't know actually, I asked this morning, Rana Govinda Prabhu, he just told me this. And I was wondering how he was seeing this shloka just to make that devotee immediately come into, you know, state of bhava. Yeah. Aho vakiyam sanakalakotam jigham saya paya dapya sadhi lebhe gatim ghatri jitam tato nyam Kambadayarum Saranam Brajema. He must have a different melody. You know, different melody, he must have some. I couldn't get any close to it. Unless we had a video of it. So as soon as we heard this sloka from Bhagavatam where it describes the Lord, how merciful Lord Krishna is. The Lord Krishna was approached by Putana, the demon, sea demon, who had her breast. She came to kill Krishna, having breast smeared with kalaputta, dangerous poison. Her intention was to kill Krishna. But somehow, anyway, she offered her breast to Krishna for, you know. So, because Krishna has accepted that, she offered a poison, you know. But Krishna took this quality from that particular person, that she offered at least something, you know. That's what she had. She offered that poison to me. Anyway, I accepted, so now I had to give her the best situation in the spiritual abode. So ledhe gatim dhatru chitam tato anyam. So who can be so merciful than him, other than him? So, you know, so kamvadayalam saranam brajema. Where I should go? You know, to whom I should go take shelter? Only Krishna, because he is so merciful. As Punarvidyanidhi heard that, immediately he fell on the ground, and he was rolling on the ground, you know, and all kinds of prema, vikara, you know, the transformation of love was exhibited in his body. After seeing this, then Gadadhar Pandit felt, wow, I must admit, committed offense. Such a pure devotee. Simply by hearing one sloka from Bhagavatam, he comes in a state of bhava, then he must be a pure devotee. I made a mistake. So then he was thinking, how can I get rid of this offense? So after thinking quite a while, he mentioned to Mukunda that I made a mistake and I committed offense against him. So I think it's better for me to take shelter at his lotus feet and take initiation from him. I would like to do that. So Mukunda, when he said this to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he became so happy. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he became so happy that it's my great fortune. It's my great fortune to have such a wonderful personality as my disciple, and to, you know, have an opportunity to teach him something. I consider that's great fortune. at this point that how wonderful Krishna is. And there have been a few questions in Bhagavatam in different places. Well, Krishna acted so wonderfully and he was so amazing. You know, the word starts with aho, and aho. You know, this sloka also said in the beginning, say aho, aho, bhakti. Aho indicates the word aho indicates something amazing, astonishing, super wonderful, or even inconceivable. You know, those things. How Krishna worked like. In first canto, when Krishna, Shuddha Goswami described how Uttara came running, praying, prayed to Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna, after hearing her prayers, he entered in the womb of Uttara and he protected this dead child. You know, Ashwatthama has sought this Brahmastra, and Parikshit, this little child in the womb, was already dead. But as Krishna came in there and he protected, he gave new life to this child. So seeing this, after the description was over, that Rishi, Shaunaka Rishi, must have been wondering how wonderful it is, how merciful Krishna is, that he, just by hearing the plea of this mother, he goes inside the womb and protects the child. What he has to gain out of it? But he did it because that was excellent devotee of Krishna. So Krishna wanted to save him. So Śrīla Gosvāmī said, don't think it's very amazing. Don't be bewildered that it's so amazing. That Krishna is, you know, he is supreme, powerful, supreme personality of Godhead. You know, he acts, Maya, the internal and external potency work under him. You know, things are done through Maya, Sarveshwara Chate. The Lord is the controller of everything, so he can do anything, everything. What's great about it? There could be much, much more than this. Later in seventh canto, when Yudhishthira Maharaj performed the yajna, and then you see one unwanted thing happened there, was that Shishupal started criticizing Krishna. And as he started criticizing Krishna so much so that his pocket was overflowing of his, offenses toward Krishna. And Krishna also had some limited, what's called, forgiveness. He was also out of that quota. So he said, enough, no more. If you want one more, then you will be finished. So Shishupal didn't hear, what you can do, you know, you coward boy, what you can do to me? I'm a king, you are a coward boy, you run away from the Mathura, and you are living in the middle of the ocean, what you can do to me? And he came, started going, and he kept going, and he said, okay, that's finished, you know. He said, Sudarshan, and Shishupal, you know, his head was soft up. Then what happened, there was a jyoti, there was a light from his body, went out in the sky and came back and emerged in the lotus feet of Krishna. Yudhishthira is amazed to see this, how aho atyad bhutam jetat, this is so astonishing, this is so wonderful, this is so amazing. How possible? Vasudeva pare tatve pratis chedya savitvishaha. The great yogis, they perform austerities for thousands and thousands of years, and it's difficult for them to get, you know, achieve Krishna. And now this fellow has been criticizing Krishna from his childhood. And today, he must in the lotus feet of Krishna. How is it possible? So then Narada Muni, Yudhishthira Maharaj approached Narada Muni at that time. So Narada Muni explains the whole, the past times, how they were the doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. And so finally now they have achieve their, you know, position back. And he goes on explaining how that happened and all that. Yeah. And that, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, all these pastimes comes to Prahlad is described. So anyway, I would move forward with this, that Gadadhar Pandit, the personality and the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit has been described by Sarup Damodar Pandit. And he writes in Sanskrit, he says, Avanishura bhava sri panditakhyo yatindraha sakhalu bhavati radha sri lagaura avatara. He writes, Avanishura Bhava, born as a Brahmin, Avani means Prithvi, Bhumi Devi, Avanishura means demigod. Demigod and Bhumi Devi is a Brahmin. Brahmin in this planet are called considered Bhudeva. demigod in the earthly planet. The Avanishvara Bhava, the person who is born as a Brahman in the Brahman's house, that Gadadhar, and he is known as Pandit, he is none different than Radharani. Sakhalu Bhavati Radha, Srila Gauravatara, when Lord Gauranga comes in this planet, he, Radharani appears here as Gadadhar Pandit. Vasudeva Ghos Thakur writes in his diary, Agama Gochara Gora Akhila Brahma Para Veda Upara Najane Pashandi Mati Bhor. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is beyond the conception of the scriptures, and he is beyond the Brahman conception, and he is beyond the Vedas. People who have atheistic mind, they cannot understand the tattva of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then he gives more detail who is what in Gauranga pastimes. Nitya Nitya Ananda Chaitanya Govinda Pandit Gadadhar Radhe Chaitanya Yugala Rupa Kivala Rasira Kupa Antare Sada Siva Sadhe. So Lord Gauranga's eternal associate is Nityananda. Nitya Nityananda. Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is no other than Govinda, Lord Govinda himself. And Pandit Gadadhar is Radhe, Radharani. And Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is, Lord Chaitanya is not only Govinda, he is Yugala Rupa. Yugala means Radha Krishna together. Radha Krishna combined form. Chaitanya Yugala Rupa. And this Yugala Rupa is the ocean of mellow. Actually, he says Kupa. Kevala Rasira Kupa. Kupa means well. You can take out water as much as you can from the well. It keeps coming. There's no end of water. It's like an ocean. You keep pulling out, and then more water comes and more water comes. Similarly, Chaitanya, Yugala Rupa Chaitanya, this combined form of Radha Krishna, which came in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the ocean of, or you can say, it's a well, deep well of mellow, Russia. And this is the form which is worshipped by Sadashiva, Adhira Acharya. Adhira Acharya has two different personalities in his, in him, Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. So he says Sadashiva, Shadhe, Mr. Sadashiva, Adhira Acharya have worshipped this form, and he requested the Lord to come and appear here in Kali Yuga. Antarina Vaghana Bahire Gauratana Yugala Rupa Prakashe Kahi Vasudeva Ghoshe Yugala Bhajane Vase Janame Janame Rahu Ase. So Vasudeva Ghoshe is the Antara Navaghana. Even though he is, the Lord Gauranga is Gauraka level, right? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. Tusha Krishna. The worldly complexion is not black as Krishna is. Not black. Is Bahire Gauratana, is his golden complexion. Gaura refers to golden. Gaura is not simply white, like you see around here. Gaura, like Radharani, is also called Gaurangi. Why she is Gaurangi? She also has molten golden complexion on her body. So Gauranga is like that. Antara Navaghana, inside is his Krishna, like a Shyamasundar, but outside is Gaurasundar. Inside Shyamasundar, outside Gaurasundar. And Yugala Rupa Prakashe, and sometimes he shows his Yugala Rupa to different devotees. For he shows that Yugala Rupa to whom? Ramananda Rai. Right? Am I right? Yeah, in Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya exhibited his Yugala Rupa, Yugala Sharupa. So Vasudeva goes, says, Yugala Bhajane Vase, you simply chant, worship Yugala Sharupa, Radha Krishna combined form as Gaura Hari, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and simply don't lose your hope for life after life. The Lord will come and bless you. Janame janame rahu ase. The Lord, Yugala Swarupa, Lord Gauranga, will come one day and bless you. So just don't give up your hope. Janame janame rahu ase. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pandit Gadadhar is described as having deep ecstatic emotions. Here, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami explains, describes in Antalila, chapter 7, text 144 onwards.
गदाधर पंडितेर शुद्ध गाढ़ भाव रुक्मिणी देवी जैसे दक्षिण स्वभाव.
गदाधर पंडित प्योर एस्थेटिक लव फॉर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज ऑल्सो वेरी डीप. इट इज ऑल्सो वेरी डीप मीन्स समथिंग इज डिस्क्राइब ऑलरेडी बिफोर जस्ट बिफोर दिस टॉपिक अपियर्ड हियर. कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी हैज डिस्क्राइब्ड द पास्ट टाइम्स विद लॉर्ड चैतन्य and Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit has a bhav of like Satyabhama. Satyabhama, she had a feeling like I'm a queen, you know. My father was so rich, he has a diamond, and so much money is to come. I'm the daughter of such a rich. So she would many times she would argue with the Lord. And you know, the similar mood has Jagadananda Pandit, and they would always argue and fight. But here, now this new topic with Jagadananda Pandit is slightly different. Jagadananda Pandit in the mood of Rukmini Devi. Yeah? As Rukmini Devi was so submissive to the Lord, a similar thing we can see here in Jagadananda Pandit's life. Gadadhar Pandit's pure ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very deep. It was like that of Rukmini Devi, who was always especially submissive to Lord Krishna. Tara pranaya rosa dekhite prabhur ichha hoy, aishwarya gyane tar rosa nahi upajay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes desired to see Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate anger. But because of his knowledge of Lord's opulence, his anger was never invoked. Yes. When you see Lord's opulence, when you see Lord's equal to you or something like that, then you can get over, you know, try to get over him, fight and argue back and forth. But when you see Lord is, you know, full of opulence, he's so great, how can I do that? And that mood, you can't really, you know, do that. And that was the mood of Rukmini Devi. Coming to that point here, that one time Lord Sri Krishna did such a funny pastimes in Dwarka, where all the queens were serving. Lord Krishna was just lying on his on Rukmini's bed and relaxing. And Rukmini Devi just took the chamar fan from the other queens, and she just by herself she was trying to serve the Lord. And then after seeing that Rukmini has so much love and affection for the Lord, and Lord smiled in a few moments, and he started speaking, you know, my dear Rukmini, I think you made a mistake. You could have chosen some other great king as your husband. See, who am I? No, I have nothing. I have nothing. You know, you can't even figure out what is my identity. Some people say I'm son of Yashoda, some say I'm son of Devaki. I'm even not sure. You know, I'm not a Kshatriya. I mean, I'm not very powerful. You see, I ran away from Mathura and I made a house here in the middle of the ocean. And everybody else is envious of me. You know, they always trying to fight with me. And nobody's happy. You know, it's not a very prestigious life. And Niskinchana Vayam Saraswat, Niskinchana Vanapriya, you know, I do not owe, you know, own anything, and then, you know, I behave like a poor man. And most people, my devotees are mostly poor only. You know, those who are rich, they don't dare to come to me. So I'm just like a beggar, you know. And only beggars like me, you know, they come and worship me. And it's not a great situation. You know, if you consider this again, maybe you could go back and marry to Shishupala or somebody. You know, your father and your brother married Sarangan. That was nice. But I did because I wanted to smash their pride. But anyway, if you feel like going, you can make an arrangement. You know, when Rukmini Devi heard this, that was unbearable for her. You know, that so much love and affection she had to the Lord, and while she is hearing this kind of word, she is feeling that maybe my Lord is going to leave me. And that was, you know, she was already fully separation. My Lord is going to leave me, and he's already talking such, you know, the absurd things. And the fan she was, you know, she was doing the samara, and a fan what she had in, you know, she was holding in her hands. It was a great description there, Sukadeva Goswami goes such a detail. The fan, the samara fell from her hand, and then meanwhile she was just facing down, not saying anything, only that, you know, she was having this fear of separation. And then with her toenails, she was scratching the ground, you know. And then, in a very few moments, you know, guess what? She fell unconscious in the ground. My goodness. At that time, Krishna felt that, oh no, it's not, not good. I thought maybe she was going to see, she's going to argue with me, she's going to say something, she's exhibit some anger, and then we'll have some fun. But this is totally opposite. And Krishna immediately got down from the bed, and he lifted Rukmini, and he, Pramrijat Padma Parina, Sukadeva Goswami, with his lotus hand, Lord Krishna, wipes off the tears of Rukmini Devi. And then she said, my dear Rukmini, you're so innocent. You're so innocent. You see, in grihastha life, you know, sometimes you have to joke. You know, otherwise you can't survive. You know, there's so much tension all the time, you make money and maintain family, this and that. Sometimes you have to spend time like this, you know, have some joke and have some fun. That's why I did that. But you didn't respond. I'm sorry. And then Krishna pacifies Rukmini, and then Rukmini then finally she pacifies, she understood that the Lord was joking only. And then she replies. And what point is Krishna gave first, that I'm not qualified to be your husband? And Rukmini Devi takes the same point and she glorifies that, yeah, of course you are not, you know. It's great detail that is discussed. And how she said, and you have no identity. That's true. You know, who can understand your identity? You know, even the demigods are bewildered seeing your pastimes. And gradually she explains everything, and so it was so nice to hear. So Lord Gauranga wanted to get something out of Gadadhar Pandit. in a similar pastimes. Yes, so Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes desired to see Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate anger, but because of his knowledge of Lord's opulence, his anger was never invoked. And the purport says that, joking with Rukmini Devi in Dwarka, Krishna once advised her to accept another husband because he was unfit for her. And then, in this pastime, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannatha Pandit, was always in disagreement with the Lord, like Satyabhama. Whereas Gadadhar Pandit was always awed by the Lord's opulence and was therefore submissive to the Lord under all circumstances. प्रभु कहले हो रोषा भा सुनि पंडित चैतन्य महाप्रभु showed his apparent anger. Hearing of this anger inspired great fear in the heart of Gadadhar Pandit. पूर्वजन कृष्ण यदि परिहास कहल सुनि रुक्मिणी रमणे त्रास उपजिल. Previously in Krishna Lila, when Lord Krishna joked with Rukmini Devi, she took his words seriously and fear awoke within her mind. So the thing was, Ballabh Bhatta, he was another devotee who wrote commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam and came to Lord Chaitanya, and he was glorifying his commentary that I did better than Sridhar Swami's. And Lord Chaitanya first he criticized him and gave him some point that why he cannot criticize, diminish the commentary of Sridhar Swami. And then first Ballabh Bhatta, he thought that Lord Chaitanya criticized me and for no reason, and I did a good job. But then later he came to the conclusion that maybe it's good that he criticized me so that I don't become proud. So he goes again to Lord Chaitanya and he submissively asks, please be merciful upon me and come to my house again for lunch. So he had done that before and he's asking the Lord again. So gradually what happens, Lord is happy with him, and then the Lord says that you go and take shelter to Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit initiated him. But then Gadadhar, Ballabh Bhatta used to come again to Gadadhar Pandit. So Lord Chaitanya took this opportunity to become angry with Gadadhar Pandit. Why are you keeping him with you all the time? So then Gadadhar Pandit started saying, Ballabh Bhatta, please don't stay here. You know, Lord Chaitanya is not happy with me. You just go. Stay away from me. Ballabh Bhatta rahaye vatsalya upasan, Bal Gopal mantra tehi kare nishevan. Ballabh Bhatta was accustomed to worship the Lord as child Krishna, Bal Gopal. Therefore, he had been initiated into the Bal Gopal mantra and thus was thus worshipped the Lord. He was into worshipping Bal Gopal. So now Gadadhar Pandit has given initiation him to worship now Kishore Krishna, Kishore Krishna. পণ্ডিতের সনে তার মনে ফিরে গেল কিশোর গোপাল উপাসনায় মনে দিল. ইন দি অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ গদাধর পণ্ডিত হিজ মাইন্ড ওয়াজ কনভার্টেড অ্যান্ড হি ডেডিকেটেড হিজ মাইন্ড টু ওয়ার্শিপিং কিশোর গোপাল কৃষ্ণ অ্যাজ ইয়ং বয়. পণ্ডিতের ছয় চাহে মন্ত্রাদি শিখিতে পণ্ডিত কহে এই কর্ম না হে আমা হইতে. Ballabh Bhatta wanted to be initiated by Gadadhar Pandit, but Gadadhar Pandit refused, saying, the work of acting as spiritual master is not possible for me. So I cannot teach you. Don't come to me. Ami para tantra amar prabhu gora chandra, tara agya bina ami nahi swatantra. I am not independent My Lord is Gaurachandra, Lord Gaurachandra. He is my Lord and he is independent. Unless he gives me permission, I cannot do it. I am completely dependent. My Lord is Gaurachandra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I cannot do anything independently without his order. Tumi je amar thai karo agaman, tate prabhu more dena ulaham. My dear Balabhadra, your coming to me is not appreciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he sometimes speaks to chastise me. Some time passed like this. Some days passed and when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally pleased with Balabhadra, accepted this invitation, the Lord sent Swarup Damodar, Jagannath Pandit, and Govinda to call for Gadadhar Pandit. So Lord Chaitanya was angry. He saw this, he exhibited this anger as a matter of pastime with Gadadhar Pandit. But the Gadadhar Pandit didn't react, like Jagadananda Pandit. So then Lord Chaitanya has to ask to come. He sent this devotee, Swarup Damodar, Jagadananda Pandit and Govinda to bring him back. And then on the way, as they were going, Swarup Damodar said, why you didn't react? Lord was angry with you. You should have also do something about it. Why did you let it go? And then Gadadhar Pandit says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely independent. He is the topmost omniscient personality. It would not look well for me to talk to him as if I were his equal. And Gadadhar Pandit's mood is I'm submissive, as his servant, so I cannot argue him, I cannot fight. Jai ko aise is sahi nije sire dhari, apane kare vena kripa guna dosh vichari. I can tolerate whatever he says, bearing it upon my head. He will automatically be merciful to me after considering my faults and attributes. After saying this, Gadadhar Pandit went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell down crying at the lotus feet of the Lord. Ishata asiya prabhu kaila lingan sabare sunaya kahe madhura vacha. Smiling slightly, the Lord embraced him and spoke sweet words so that others would also hear. So what Lord Chaitanya says? Lord Chaitanya says that I agitated you with this anger, but you didn't do anything. I wanted to agitate you, the Lord said, but you did not become agitated. Indeed, you could not say anything in anger. Instead, you tolerated everything. Your mind was not disturbed by my tricks. Rather, you stayed fixed in your simplicity. In this way, you have purchased me. So, Lord Gauranga was happy that the Gadadhar has behaved in that way. So, Lord Chaitanya becomes pleased and he said, I'm purchased by you and I'm conquered. Oh, time is gone quite far. Now, one of the parikramas in the Navadvip Mandal, one day we happened to go there in Champahati, where there is a Gaur Gadadhar Pandit. And while going around doing parikrama of the temple, I saw there was so much writing on the walls up there. And then I read quite some of them. And I noted one sloka that was there. So he says, Ha Krishna Radhe Eti Muhosita Bhyam Sri Radhika Krishna Vapuradharabhyam
आनंद लीला रस रंजिताभ्याम नमो श्री गौर गदाधराभ्याम.
So Gaur Gadadhar, they are always calling out, Ha Krishna, where are you? Radha and Krishna. And Sri Radhika, Krishna, Vapurdharagan, these are Gaur Gadadhar who are Radha and Krishna himself. But to show the example, to show the behavior of devotee, now they are doing like this. And Ranjitagan, Ananda Leela Rasa Ranjitagan, they are always submerged in Ananda Leela, the nectar of pastimes, the blissful pastimes. And at the lotus feet of such Gaur Gadadhar, I bow down humbly again and again. Namostu Sri Gaur Gadadharabhyam. So now I do not have more time to speak on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Once I visited Surabhi Kunja, the other side of Jalangi, there is now it's a big new temple. Before there was the worship was going on in the small little room. And one time we visited there, and one old sannyasi, Gaudiya sannyasi, he showed us one of the small booklet, you know, the kind of notebook that Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to write by his own hand. So he showed us through like this, and then he just left it there open, and then he went out. At that time, I noted one sloka from there. Let's see here. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this, his handwritten poem from there. Surasari dupakante godrume gauratirthe vasati suravikunje bhakti purvam vinoda युगल चरण सेवा सौख्य लाभाशयोसो ब्रजरस रसिका या पाद पद्माशयत्र. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that I am residing here now in the shelter of the lotus feet of those devotees who are very much expert in, to release the pastimes of Krishna. The pastimes of Braj. Here this place is Surasari Dupakante at the bank, the close the bank of Ganga and the side of Jalangi. It is also called Godruma Tirtha. In this Navadi Mandal Parikrama. Vasati Surabhi Kunja. This particular place is called Surabhi Kunja. And he puts his name as Vinoda. And he says, Bhakti Purvam Vinoda. When a Vinoda, my name is Vinoda, but there, before this word, there is Bhakti. So that means Bhakti Vinod. My complete name is Bhakti Vinod. So Vinoda, Bhakti Purvam Vinoda. It also means that with a mood of devotion, I'm staying here. But it's a way of writing that Bhakti Purvam Vinoda, like as we say, Ashtottara Shata. You know, Ashtottara Shata means 100 is before. 100 is before 8, so 108. So Bhakti Purvam Vinoda, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Vinod is, I'm staying here, Yugalacharana Seva, Shukya Labha Seva, so I'm desiring to get the service of the Yugalacharana, Gaur Gadadhar. So that's only basically I could say that remember about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and time has gone. So I will stop here. Any questions and corrections, please? This moment. No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Gadadhar Pandit ji ki jai. Jai Govande Hari Hari Govande.